One of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu, is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Good morning, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
Good to see you again.
Thank you, and you.
Today, givers and takers.
Givers and takers, my favorite topic.
Okay.
Because I know everyone hates takers.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I do too.
Mm.
And I have met so many people in my life who are all about give, give, give.
Mm.
And I'm not talking financial give, but give of your time,
mm-hmm.
give of your expertise,
mm-hmm.
give of your emotional
yes.
support and all of that. But when you need the favor returned, you need a door opened here. You need, you know, just a telephone number. You need them to just answer your email or your SMS. They're nowhere to be found. And I think what they don't realize is that it takes away from who they are. It takes away from their personality and their ability for leadership. Because leadership is all about giving, in fact. And so if you were assessing someone and what you were getting back as feedback about them is that they were a taker and not too much of a giver, it takes away a whole chunk of opportunity for them. And I think the reason I want to speak about it is not only because it irritates the hell out of me, but the fact that what they do not realize that they're actually shortchanging themselves. Because people talk about it, you become identified as a taker. And people have said to me, you know, this person called me once and they were in trouble. And they had a disciplinary hearing coming up. And because I'm a labor lawyer, you know, and she's a friend. So when they said, could we meet for a cup of coffee? I met with them and I gave them some free advice. But when the shoe was on the other foot and I needed, you know, somebody's contact details or for them to introduce me to someone else, they didn't even bother answering my SMS. And that is bad. That is, apart from being, I don't know that rude is the right word.
Selfish.
Thank you. That is the word. And can you imagine if you were assessing someone for any kind of position and the descriptors for that person was a taker, selfish, no reciprocity.
That's a lovely word.
Yeah, it's all about reciprocating and understanding that the world is a place where people who always look for a win-win situation are the preferred people.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to competition, nobody cares about a winner-takes-all model anymore because the new world is about, okay, you know, if this relationship is going to work, I want you to win. I want you to feel that you're getting something out of our relationship, you know, and I'm talking professional, obviously, business relationship.
Business isn't
but it works.
It isn't like an isolated exchange. You're going to be having lots of exchanges in the future, and if you leave a sour taste.
All the time.
In
and if you leave
mouth,
it, exactly, those are the words. And it's just, it affects how people work with you, it affects how people view you. People want to know that I am giving as much as I can to this person. So what I'm saying is the world hates takers.
Sure.
And be sure not to be a taker. As much as you take, you need to reciprocate and give as well.
And just to make sure you cover all your bases, just err on the side of giving.
Err on the side of giving. The world needs giving anyway. So
for a moment there,
yourself,
I thought you were going to break into song. I sense what the world
there was a song coming.
Needs now is givers.
Love, love and givers.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thanks, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.